Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Christy?
Yes.
Hey, Christy, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's good, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. You can't complain. It's Wednesday. We're almost there. I know you're speaking with Tara, my mapping coordinator. She does a good job at explaining the basics. But did you have any questions on how the service worked or anything like that?
No, I was telling her somebody just called me a few minutes ago, and I didn't have a very good experience with that. But they did give me some information. I guess you don't pay for the clicks. You don't pay for the calls. You just pay a per month amount. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, so it's just like a flat set rate. We do other things as well. So we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So if you don't have something set up for your business for space costs, we would help you set that up, and then we would run that retargeting campaign. Now, that means is if anybody searches your services on Google, we're able to follow those people over to Facebook and put a retargeting ad in front of them. Now, typically, we do allocate $100 from just like the flat fee to that, so you're not having to pay two payments.
I have Facebook, and I have a friend who's studying social media marketing.
Okay.
She's been working on the Facebook and advertising through there.
Okay.
Could you connect the two at that point, or did she already have that set up?
If she's already doing it, I would just kind of let her run that. If you want us to work as well and run our own ads out, we can do that. But in my experience, what I would do is if you already have Facebook up and running, you already have advertisements going out and is working for you, I would just stick with just her running that. We do have it's basically just the Google Business Profile itself that we help you get up and running and then populate you to that first page. We do help you with the backlinks as well. So we do program you to like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple, the most popular directories out there. Just in case somebody does do a search on another platform, they're still able to find you. Your girl that is doing, or guy that's doing the Facebook retargeting campaigns or a campaign, they could always, once you have Google up and running, they could always switch over and do like a retargeting campaign for you at that end. Okay.
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 Right, okay.
But let me, I'll go into pricing here because I know, Tara, you're only 3 to 4 months. Are you new or did you, you moved back to Orlando?
Well, we moved away from Orlando and then we did have a business there for several years and we just closed it and then just reopened here just because we got out of the AC for a little while. But now that we're living here, we've
Back into it.
A friend of ours has, what happened was a friend who we've made a friend since we've moved here.
Okay.
He is a land developer and
he
pretty much said, hey, you want these ACs? And then we're stupid not to. So he's pretty much just handing us, you know, 3 or 4 subdivisions that he's doing. And so that's a given. We don't need advertisement for that, but we are also wanting to, you know, now that we're in it, we might as well go back into like the residential and
right.
So we really don't want to get into service a whole lot, but I mean, eventually we may have to. But right now we're focused on just new installs or like new construction.
Installs and construction. Okay. And you do both residential, commercial too as well, or just
commercial,
residential?
We do, but we're focusing more on the residential. We do have a couple of commercial jobs that we're in line to do this next month, but we're not really advertising that, I guess. I think that's
yeah, you don't want to put that out there. You just like, if it comes, you'll take it,
really.
But you're not like, hey, look at me type deal. Okay. Perfect.
Right.
So, I mean, what I see here is like when I Google you already and I already see you guys have a website, you guys have a Yelp. Do you guys have a Yelp? Because this one says Space Coast Cooling and Heating. Is that you guys still?
No, I don't think so, but I did create a Yelp business page. You know, I haven't put any money into it or anything. I just put us in there, you know. But
You did the free.
So I don't know. May not be showing up. Yeah, exactly. I did that.
Right.
That's about
it. Okay. Perfect.
And I did the Google Maps, but some people are saying they don't see it. So I don't know.
Yeah. So when I'm bringing up your company, and I'm trying to bring it up in Orlando, Florida.
So we're in Merritt Island.
Okay, Merritt Island.
Florida.
That may be why. One sec. I just want to make sure that you already, if you have everything set up, then it's, that's good.
Yeah, whenever you do it.
Okay. So, I mean, I see a couple of different, like, I see Space Coast, Cooling and Heating Inc., but yours is LLC, but that's the only one that I keep seeing that just pops up. And yours is Space Coast AC.
Space Coast AC, yeah.
Right, yeah. And it's every time I put in AC, it gives me the heating and cooling one, which is very...
They've been around for a little longer, huh?
Strange.
Maybe that's why.
Well, see, what happens is if it's not up yet, like it's not up and running, like you said, the people aren't able to see you yet. What happens is Google takes what you type in and they'll find something similar to what you maybe mean, right? So if it's not up yet, what it's doing is it's pulling a company that has a similar name to you. So that way you're like, oh, this might be the same company. So what's happening here, what we would do is we would just make sure that one, if you already submitted everything out for the Google Business Maps for your profile, we would just make sure that it's correct. Everything is right. You sent everything out. You're getting your PIN verification. We would just ask Google, like, hey, what's going on with this? What's the time frame on this? Because you did send everything out. Did you get anything in the mail when you did that, like a PIN verification?
No, I did get a little bit of, you know, I got some email back, but the emails were kind of like, it's almost as if I started it and didn't finish. So something I did on my end that didn't finish it. Where, you know, I thought I did, but you know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what we would be able to help you with. We'll be able to help you walk you through that because you will need to verify it. Now, once it is verified, you just pop up on Google. You could be like on the 3rd, 4th, 5th, et cetera page with all the AC units and companies in, Florida. But what we would do is we would make sure that one, you get verified, but then two, you start to be programmed to the first page for like installs, new construction, new homes, stuff like that.
In this area in particular, I guess.
Yeah, so it will start just right there in your backyard, and then what you can do is, like, why we pair the Facebook ads, we can start specifically targeting those people because now you're retargeting those people with your business that have searched for your services. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's why I was saying with the person that you have with that, you can say, like, hey, I have Local/, they're doing the Google Business Profile, they have that up and running. I see myself on the first page. Let's start targeting people that are searching for those services on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Let's put those in certain cities and zip codes. And they should be able to do that if they have the experience. They should be able to know how to do that for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we would do, like I said, this does take time. It does take 30 to 45 days to get onto the first page for all the services that you provide. So I want to be sure that we're making sure that we're setting this up correctly. Because I know sometimes, as you've already seen, it could be a little bit of a headache. We want to make sure you follow the proper steps.
Right.
So my tech team would help you do that. And then from there, once it's verified, you get that PIN verification, that's when we're going to be able to start programming you to the first page. So the first month is really like a building month. But then in that 30 to 45 days, that's when you should be seeing yourself on the first page and you should start receiving maximum results coming from that map section, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now let me go into a little bit of pricing here because I know Tara did want to put in – I'm just going to put you in for a new in business credit. I know you were in it and then you were out of it. now you're back in it.
It was a different company. It was a different company name too.
Okay.
So it wasn't even the same name.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put you for a new in business credit. So typically what happens is anybody that's in business for like 4 years and below or just starting, we usually give this out because we understand capital and cash flow are very key to you guys. So it's a reduced rate. If you were to go to our website where we have our Google badge, this pro package is $399 month to month with a $299 setup fee. With the reduced rate, you're looking at just $199 month to month. No setup fees.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is that a contract or is that?
It is not a contract, Christy. So what we do is we work. So we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. Like I said, it takes the 30 to 45 days. So we want to make sure everything's set up correctly. But there's no early termination fees. There's no cancellation fees. If you ever wanted to pause the service with us, you could. The only thing that we ask is you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. And that's it. And then if you ever did want to part ways down the road in the future, we just turn the Google Business profile over to you. We just hand the keys over and it's yours. Mm-hmm. We don't shut it down. We don't take it. We don't hold it hostage, anything like that. Okay. Hello, Christy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry. Oh, I just
cutting out a little bit.
Yeah. So also too, so like I said, we're Google Premier Channel Partners. So once we do fill the listing, we do close out the category. So we're not working with other competitors trying to get them onto the first page. We have to abide by that strict Google rule because we are a partnership. So what that means is that we cannot work with your competitors while we're working with you. We can only work with you for this manner. Okay. So you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not going to share your customers because once they find you on Google, it's just a direct call service into your phone that you have displayed on that Google Business profile, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So with this being an exclusive listing, Christy, I'm sure you like to take advantage of it. That way we can get you on the first page and get that business profile up and running with you, right?
$199 first month, and then we verbally agree to do at least 2. And that would be also a that's our rate per. So unless we cancel and came back, that rate would stay the same.
That rate will never go up for the services we talked about here. So it's always grandfathered in at the $199 price for as long as you're in the service with us for these products. Obviously, if you wanted to upgrade into something else, sure, it would cost more. But your $199 is set at just $199 month to month. Okay.
Okay, so what that's going to get me is you guys are going to make sure we set it up right, basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, when somebody Googles, let's say, air conditioning installation in this, like, area code, is that how you do it? Or,
yeah.
And then
so
we come up on the first page.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then also too, so it's that, and then we make sure that your Yelp listing is congruent with the Google Business profile, so you have consistency across the internet. So we also make sure that your Yelp listing is good. We put you on Yahoo, Bing, and Apple as well, so anybody doing a search off of Google, you can still get those customers, but also too, you can still run those Facebook ads for those retargeting campaigns as well. So you have that there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'd like to go ahead and set this up. Can you, after we hang up, do you send me an email with just so I can share it with my husband? I mean,
So how it works is I'm just gonna No, I understand. What I'm gonna do is
so
I'm actually
gonna be like, what did you set us up for? What am I doing?
Right, exactly. So what I'm gonna do is I actually create everything here. I stay on the phone with you while we do the transaction, because I want everything to be in your inbox. We are going to send you a couple text messages as well, so you have everything before you even get off the phone. Once you get everything, that's when I do set an onboarding call with you and my tech team, and then they will reach out to you. I like to do it within 24 hours, if that's feasible for you. Just because that way we can get started on it a lot faster, right? They will reach out, just verify everything's correct, and then from there they're going to start submitting and seeing what phase you're in with that Google Business profile so we can just pick up where you left off at.
Okay, sounds good.
So what's the address that you guys are operating out of right now?
It's 151 Edgewater Way, EDGEWATER. And that's way. That's a separate word.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay, what was that again? It was Edgewaterway?
151 Edgewaterway.
Edgewaterway, okay. And that's Merritt Island, Florida?
Yes.
Okay, and then the zip code is the 32953?
53, yes.
Okay, and then your website is the spacecoastcooling.com, is that correct?
No, it's spacecoastac.systems. So you might be looking at a different, website. Yeah.
Coast. Yeah, I think Tara put this one. I don't know if you have Home Advisor or not, but she might have been able to grab it from, I don't know, she might have searched it and that would have popped up. So I want to make sure it's correct. So it's Space Coast.
It's Coast AC.
AC.systems. Systems.com, correct?
No, it's... So like dot systems is like new, like it's not, no, it would be spacecoastac.com, but all the dot coms are taken up or, you know, it's a lot more expensive to do a dot com. So you see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So you chose the
system. So that's the domain. Yeah.
Okay.
We just went with something because it was a little cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with you on that one.
When we had their first company, you know, like years ago, it was a dot com. And,
right.
You know, it was much different pricing back then.
I agree with you. My dad runs his own business, and he, like, buys his dot-coms. And he's like, I can't believe, like, the yearly fees on the dot-com. He's like, they're just so outrageous.
Yeah,
he's like,
I know.
Right? At, like, a dollar. But then he's like, and then a year later, I got to pay, like, $120. And I'm like,
yeah,
whoa.
I know.
I do see it here. So, I have it. I just want to make sure we're putting the right, like I said, I want to make sure we're putting everything correct. So I want to make sure that is correct when we put that on the Google Business Profile itself. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Right. Perfect. And then, Christy is your first name, right? That's K-R-I-S-T-Y.
It's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
C-H. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then your last name, Christy?
Pest. H-E. S S E.
H E
E S S E. Two S's.
Okay. Perfect. And then for your email address that you want me to send everything over to you in, what is a good email address as well? To get your invoice and all that stuff.
Let's do it's Christy. At SpaceCoastAC.systems.
Christy at SpaceCoastAC.systems. Okay. All right, let's make sure I spelled this correctly. SpaceCoastAC.systems. Mm-hmm. Systems with the S on the end or just system with no S?
Systems with S at the end.
Okay. For some reason, it's saying it's invalid on my end. But I'm going to send you a test. I'm going to send you a test email. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, let me see if it works.
Let me look real quick. Are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just went. All right, let me see. Yeah, it should be Christy at SpaceCoastAC.systems, yeah.
Okay. Sometimes our, like, CRM system, if it doesn't see, like a Gmail or something like that, it'll kind of, like, not register it, but I'm going to send it actually through an email just to test it. And if it doesn't bounce back to me, then I'm just going to leave it as is for you. And then for your customer
email, we can use if that one doesn't work for some reason.
Okay.
But we have been getting emails to it, so it should be fine.
Yeah, it should be fine. Yeah, so I sent you an email. It says test, and then it says testing, this is Charlie. So you should receive one. It should come in as Charlie Mollenkamp, and then the email address is cmollenkamp@localsplash.com. Let me know if you see that.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. It's here.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just my system doesn't read the Google. So it's like, what is this? All right. And then I want to make sure that, like, for the number for us to contact you and your customers, is the 200 number a good one?
Yeah.
200-0366.
321-200-0366. Yeah, that's our business number, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that's okay for us to contact you on as well for updates, everything like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me make sure I have this correct for you guys. Okay. And then, so it's just insulation, new construction, but new construction,
yeah.
Insulation is more like you just want to be found in the residential side than anything, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I like to double check.
Right.
Because some business owners will be like talking about this stuff. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then at the end, they're like, wait, I want to be found for commercial. And I'm like, okay, not a problem, but I just like to double check.
I mean, we prefer just to do residential, right, you know, for now at least.
Probably a lot easier, that too. What, commercials more like, what, net 60, net 90 days out, where you guys probably probably
that's
residential.
That's what happened when we had the business before. We just tried to do too much. We tried to do, like refrigeration. I mean, it was just, too much. It just got overwhelming. But,
yeah,
we're just trying to make it a little more, keep it simple for now.
Okay, perfect. No, I like that. Awesome. And then you guys can stair-step your way up from there. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have everything here that's set. I'm going to send everything over to the tech team when we're done here. The only thing that we'll do here is I just want to know how you would like to secure the listing. Are you going to put it on a business credit card? Or are you going to put it on a...
Yeah, I'm going to put it on a business credit card.
And so for the credit card itself, does it say Space Coast AC on there?
No, it has my name. So it just has my name on it right now.
Okay, so just Christy and your last name?
Yeah.
Okay, no middle initial or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the 151?
Correct.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 32953. And then is it a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. MasterCard. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. I just looked at my name. It does have a middle initial D.
Okay, so. D. What's your middle name, if you don't mind me asking?
Dawn.
Okay. So Christy Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. 5424.
Mm-hmm.
1814.
Mm-hmm.
2954.
Mm-hmm.
1290.
Okay. And then the expiration?
1127.
Okay. And then the security code?
It's 145.
Okay. Now, before I do make any transactions, I am going to just do a security question here for you. So this is important because we never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash. So we actually do the security question because we want to verify we're always talking to you and not anybody else on this account. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My first pet's name.
All right, I like these ones. What's your first pet's name?
Dixie, D-I-X-I-E.
D-I-X-I-E. X-I-E. Dixie. Was Dixie a dog?
Yeah.
Nice. What kind of dog?
She was a Cocker Spaniel.
She was a Cocker Spaniel. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. My dad has a Cocker, and...
Oh, really?
This is his second cocker that he has, but he always gets the tan ones. And the first one that we had, I mean, man, that he had her for like 13 years, and she looked exactly like the dog from Lady and the Tramp. So we actually named her Lady. Like the movie, so.
That's sweet. I have, just before you called, I have two Basset Hounds now and a Great Dane puppy.
Wow.
And I had the Great Dane puppy, he and the younger Basset Hound were in the backyard, and it was kind of quiet, and I'm like,
what's going on?
What's happening? Oh my God. I went out there, and he has been digging to China, and there is mud all over all of my patio furniture.
No.
And I mean, he wasn't even left alone more than 10 minutes. He was covered in mud from his nose to his tail. He went and, like, just laid in it. I'm like, what?
And then he just looks at you like, I didn't do nothing wrong.
Exactly. Oh, I can't believe it. I used to be a dental hygienist, and I stopped working to help my husband, and I called him. I was like, I'm ready to go back to teeth. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. My fiance, we actually just got a Doberman, and we have a baby Doberman, and she's 12 weeks old. So, like, they are, and she's beautiful, and she's such a lover. But the thing is she's starting to tease, and she's a puppy. So, you know, she stays in the crate all day, and then when we come home, she takes her out, and my fiance gets off work before I do. So she'll text me. She's like, oh, my gosh, this dog is a demon. It will not listen to me or anything. And then I'll get home, and I'll just, like, set the tone for the dog, and she goes, I don't get it. I don't get why she doesn't listen to me.
It's definitely that some dogs are more sometimes just prefer a male or female. I mean,
yeah.
This Great Dane, he definitely prefers women. He was like, I guess because when he was 2 weeks old, his mom had to be put down. She had a brain tumor. So the owner of the litter, she had to bottle feed the 13 babies for about 6 more weeks.
So definitely.
So he's definitely very more attracted to, like, he just seems like he likes women better.
Those are big dogs, though. Great Danes. Wow.
My uncle used to have a Doberman, a couple of them. I love those dogs.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Nobody going to mess with anybody in that house.
Exactly why we got it.
Yeah, it makes you feel safe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
right.
Sorry.
Back on track. No worries. I know. We're talking about dogs. I know. I'm a dog lover. I'm sorry. But I do want to take you through this voice verification. This is just an added protection for you. So this will be sent to you in writing. It's just the service agreement with the pricing in there. That way you never know nothing changes. If you don't understand anything, you could always just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I can rephrase it for you. But then after this, I will send you everything over to your email that we have on file, and then I'm also going to send you a couple text messages and then book that onboarding call with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Space Coast AC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Christy Hess, Vice President.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Chrissy, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your first pet's name is Dixie, okay?
Okay, got it.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Awesome. I have a customer service number. If you would like it right now, I could definitely give it to you if you have a pen and paper.
I got it, yes.
Okay. It's 877 635-6225. And that's what my tech team is going to call you from on that onboarding call. They're going to call you from that 877 number right then and there, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you mean by that? I didn't understand what that meant.
Yeah, so basically...
Like, am I going to hire anybody else the same?
That too, but also too, we just want to make sure there's no conflict of interest. So if you have somebody, like you have like the Facebook gal or the guy that you told me that
yeah,
you have.
Yeah, and she's not, yeah, I'm not paying her. So she's just a friend that's trying to learn how to do it.
Gotcha.
The class. He's like a young 25-year-old just helping out, just doing it for fun and trying to learn through it.
Nice, nice. So like I just want to be sure, like we just don't want to make sure that there's no conflict of interest. Like, so if you ever wanted something to be done with your Google Business Profile, you could just let us know that either you're going to do it or you would just call us to have us do it so that way it gets done correctly. We just want to be sure that both of us are on the same page.
Okay, got it.
Okay, perfect. So
yes.
Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today. I did waive the account setup fee because you have that new in business credit. Today is March 6th, so that would be in the non-refundable amount for the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 6th in just the amount of that $199. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement with us at any time by contacting the client support number that I gave you, the 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. So now I can stop sounding like a robot. I'm going to send you over a couple of text messages, welcome text messages, also some emails with your invoice and everything in writing. What's a good time for my tech team for the onboarding call to to call you? I do have availability today if that's okay with you. If not, we could always schedule it for tomorrow.
Let's do it tomorrow morning.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, I have 10 a.m. for you, 11, 12, pretty much the whole day.
Do 11. Yeah, do 11.
11. Okay. So I'm going to send you a Google Calendar. It's going to be an invite, and it's going to be with the time here. And then that way you have that. Everything did go through on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here, so please, if you need anything or you want to change something or add or take off something, reach out to us at the 877 number and let us know, so that way we can make those changes for you. I did send you a couple of text messages. They should be a welcome there that says, hey, Chrissy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then there's a link there. Do you see that?
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
It should say my.localsplash.com/terms. That's just the service agreement. Yeah, that's the service agreement that I just like read off to you. Click that. It's going to have 2 boxes on the bottom. It's just going to have like SMSs and you're the card authorization holder. You're going to just type your first name, middle initial, last name, and then it's going to take you to a login form with Local Splash. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, so checkbox, those check little boxes, huh?
Yeah.
And then
the so the text messages, that's just in case you don't answer. We'll just send you something like, hey, Chrissy, try to reach out to give you an update here. Please give us a call back at the earliest convenience. And then the other one is just letting you know that you are letting us know that you are the card authorization holder as well.
Okay, let's see. Does that look right? Yeah. Now it takes me to a login.
Okay, perfect. So this is a custom tracking system. I didn't really go over this, but we actually built this out for you. So we're going to build this for you, and then tomorrow on the onboarding call, my tech team is going to give you a username and password. This is going to allow you to see how well your Google Business Profile is being listed for, location of searches, how many clicks you're getting, everything like that, okay? We're going to put that all in one area for you as well.
Okay.
Okay. So I have everything here. I also, like I said, I sent everything in email, so you should have that for your records already. Let me see here. I also sent you a Google Calendar invite. So it should come from Charlie again.
Let's see. For some reason, I don't see that one.
It might take
a
little
bit. Did you send it to my email, maybe?
Yeah, I just sent it to the email.
Oh, okay, I think I see it, yeah.
Yeah, so you should see it in a little bit. I know I just made it. But that's just verifying the time there for you at 11 a.m. My tech team, I would say give them a little window, depending on how long their other call is from the hour before. They might call you anywhere from 11 to 11:15, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
And then that call should only take like around 30 to 45 minutes. It's really just verifying everything here. And then they're going to be sending everything out and checking on the verification where that's at. If you haven't received it yet, then they're going to go ahead and make sure Google sends that out to you so we can get that for you. And then we can start verifying you on Google and then start programming you to the first page. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. If you have any questions, you have my email. You can always reach out to me. And then also, too, they're going to reach out to you from the 877 number. That's going to be customer support. If you, like I said, want to add or take anything off, utilize that number. And then that way we can make sure that we can make those changes for you as well. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Christy. Well, I hope you have a great day and don't work too hard trying to, putting that dirt back in the hole from the dog.
and then
we'll call you tomorrow with your onboarding call, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem, Christy. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.